Among the many questions spawned by the pandemic was this one. Would people have more or fewer babies? In Massachusetts, some initial numbers on childbirth offer a partial but still evolving answer on this. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Growing up, Emily Boyle wished she and her younger brother had been closer in age. So just after her son turned two, Boyle and her husband, who live in Nahant, started talking about having another child.
And we kind of just kept pushing things off every few months. Let's, you know, reevaluate what's happening with COVID. And now we're a year later, still doing that.
Boyle's main worry was about isolation. Her parents are nearby, but haven't been coming inside for visits. Her husband travels for work.
It was kind of a fear of, what are we getting ourselves into? I'm going to be alone and not have any help.
As of early April, both Boyle and her parents are vaccinated. To be extra cautious, Boyle will wait a couple of months and then start trying to get pregnant. She hopes another surge does not interfere with that plan.
I haven't been watching the news a lot. I don't know if it's a good thing or I don't want to listen to too much about any new variants or anything because,
Initial numbers collected by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health show Boyle's delay fits a pattern. From last November, when you might start to see the impact of pandemic-related decisions, through February, births in Massachusetts are down 9% compared to the prior year. That's in line with a Brookings forecast co-authored by Wellesley College economics professor Philip Levine.
We updated that report in December, predicting an 8% decline. And basically, the numbers that we're seeing in Massachusetts, Florida, and California are all about in that magnitude at the moment.
Levine says he does not expect to see a significant rebound this year or next.
It's not like, you know, there'll be fewer births this year and more births next year and everything will equalize out. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
But here's a twist. Last month, deliveries statewide ticked up 2%. After seeing fewer babies born during the winter, some labor and delivery wards saw a significant change.
I'm definitely seeing a surge, as are my partners.
Dr. Katie Davis, an OBGYN in Newton, says she doesn't know for sure what's going on.
My theory is that the summer saw a drop in the COVID numbers. I think that some people were feeling a little more secure about things like their employment, and they sort of got tired of putting their life on hold.
And 9 or 10 months later, Davis is not getting much sleep. Brigham and Women's also saw a winter dip, but OBGYN chief Noelle Knorr doesn't expect the pandemic will affect rates at the Brigham overall.
I think that women and their families realize that they had to continue living their lives and that this might be a long-standing pandemic.
If childbirth in Massachusetts returns to pre-pandemic numbers this year, there are signs a rebound will not be uniform. Boston IVF clinics, which tend to have higher income patients, say they've never been busier, while births at Boston Medical Center are down about 20%, double the statewide rate. The hospital's OBGYN chief, Dr. Aviva Lee Peretz, says that's never happened before.
I think if anybody said they weren't unsettled, they would be lying.
Lee Peretz says fewer babies is just the latest way COVID-19 is hammering her low-income patients, some of whom have lost jobs and housing.
They're sicker from COVID, and their family members have died more. So there's so many things that are at play in our community. Maybe that damage is irreparable. Maybe it'll be a long time before people in this community feel that families are a good idea. I don't know.
Deliveries are not down at all practices that serve lower-income patients. Brockton Neighborhood Health Center, for example, has not seen much change during the pandemic. A lasting drop in births would have many ripple effects across Massachusetts. Glenn Kucher, who leads the Massachusetts Association of School Committees, says it would affect staffing, construction, things districts are just beginning to discuss. They're busy right now.
It's one of the things that's going to jump to the front of the agenda starting in September when they start coming out of COVID and have to think about what we're going to do in the future, what the next 5 years is going to look like.
That's clarity many people who want to start a family or add to theirs would like but do not have. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.